Hello, everybody.
Hello.
It's number 12. I would like to start by apologizing for the 2 weeks off that we took. A shortened story. Basically, both weeks we got hammered instead of doing a podcast.
Well, to be totally transparent, we did do number 12.
Yeah, we did a 12.
I can't tell you how many times I walked away to get beers or how many times I nodded off because I was doing whiskey shots.
Yeah.
Needless to say, it was a giant
pile of shit.
Was that
Show Me's night?
I believe it was.
No.
What was it?
I don't remember which
I've drank too much.
Yeah, see, we one of the weeks we went to Show Me's and there was this waitress that was smoking hot that was some old man wanted to take her home, and she said $1,500. And I was like, fuck, man. It's that easy? I didn't know
that, is that easy.
Women were that cheap.
Oh, but they can be. You know, she's working her way through school at a fucking dive bar.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And, I mean, let's be realistic. You're a woman in that situation, right? You saw that dude. If I'm that chick looking at that dude, like, from just like a dating standpoint, nobody wants to fuck that dude.
Yep.
But from a hooker situation, who wouldn't fuck that
dude?
Because he's probably got a tiny dick.
He's a fucking
and nobody
mine.
Else is fucking him, so he probably doesn't have any diseases or anything.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he seems like an easy mark.
Yep.
But, hey, what do you know?
I agree. Easy $1,500 hairs.
He didn't want it that bad, apparently.
Yeah. Maybe he was, I don't know, whatever. Okay, so apologies for the last 2 weeks of getting hammered instead of putting out quality material. A quality product for our consumers who get it for free. Let's start off this week by talking about somebody at work that got their credit card stolen.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Wait, there were actually two people at work that got theirs. One was done smart. Like, one guy done smarted it and bought, like, a bunch of $50 gift cards to Walmart so they can't retrace them or whatever. But another person who got theirs, their identity stolen, the person, I'm not going to, I don't like to stereotype, but it was up in Chicago. And the person bought beauty supplies and KFC.
I did not know that part.
Yep.
Wow.
So I'm not going to stereotype, but I think a black girl done. I stereotyped.
Yeah, you did.
A black chick stole it. So one smart person, probably a man, did the $50 gift cards. And then the woman just said, fuck it, I want beauty supplies and KFC.
Yeah, man, I didn't know about that. I heard about, like, the charges. I got nothing. Fucking beauty supplies and KFC. I'm going to commit credit card fraud.
Yep.
What's the first thing I'm going to do?
KFC.
Eyeliner and fucking chicken breast.
And weave.
I wonder if we could get an itemized list of the things that were purchased.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome. But so we can confirm or deny our fucking theory here.
Yep.
Because white women generally don't get weaves. I'm just saying if that were on the purchase.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. One more thing. We're doing two segments in one night because over the last 3 weeks we've got so much material that we have to split it up.
Lucky you, huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
So we're basically taking next week off, too. So fuck current events. We've got some funny shit to talk about.
We don't need current events on this motherfucker.
Yeah. All right. So we talked about the credit cards, which is awesome. And then everybody at work insisted that I fucking tell my prom date story.
Oh, you're going to love this story.
God damn it. All right.
I'm going to kick back on this one. I can't wait to hear it again. Right.
So there are what?
Hold on. I think this is like my fourth time hearing it, but it never gets old.
Oh, let's dude, go. This more than four. Everybody at work was just like, wait, what? I missed it. Tell it again. And every time it gets a fucking crowd.
Oh, yeah.
It's This is not. This is not my crowning moment.
Well,
in
I've
life.
Heard the punchline about 30 times. The whole story, just three or four times.
Okay, it's a true story, by the way. So I can't make this
you
shit up.
You can't make this up.
All right. So here I am, junior prom. I got my lady.
the lady.
Things are going well. We're dancing. We're slow dancing. We're bumping and grinding on.
Oh, wait, I never asked you this. Were you guys like kissing or anything during the dance?
No,
getting all frisky.
No,
nothing.
No, she had her head on my shoulder.
Oh yeah,
that's the most.
Was she drunk?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not yet. Okay, so
two shots do that girl right. Okay, yeah. Going.
All
right,
so after the dance, we go back to her house for a house party. There's a shit ton of people there, and. It's funny because I was smoking at like 16 years old, so we're having a good time drinking, and I'm there with a good friend of mine, and I go out for a cigarette, and I tell her and him, I'm like, all right, I'm going out for a cigarette, I'll be right back, and outside I'm bullshitting with a couple more people. I'm probably gone for about 10 minutes, and I come back, and there's my best friend sitting on the couch, and I go, hey, dude, where'd this girl go? I'm not going to name her.
She knows who she is. Yeah,
where'd this girl go?
And they all...
God. And my buddy looks at me and looks over at another room and goes, she's in there. And I look over and the door's closed. And he goes, with five black guys. And I just... my jaw dropped and I was just like... are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, God. I'm still laughing.
So, it was hard to believe, but at that situation, what the fuck do you do? And so, I did what any pussy would do. I just sat and waited it out.
Oh, God.
And there she comes out of the bathroom, or not out of the bathroom, out of the bedroom with her hair all fucked up and one red eye. And, yep, that's when I knew they did her in. All five of them.
Oh, man.
It was fucking one of the worst nights of my life. Not really. I thought, I couldn't believe it, but there's that, I think, like a couple guys at work think I'm a little racist at some time, and that, I think that's where.
I don't think so at all. You're a 16-year-old boy at the time, and you're a white guy.
Yeah.
And so I got to admit, you were probably thinking up front. The first thing you probably thought was five black dudes. They're probably hung like pack animals.
Yep.
And she's getting run through like a goddamn, you know, late night Taco Bell.
That's exactly what happened.
Exactly. That doesn't make you racist by any means. You're just paying those gentlemen
well,
a compliment.
No, I'm saying that now, like, I'm careful around black guys with women because it scarred me for life. Like, one minute you're out smoking a cigarette thinking you got it made. One night, and next minute she's banging five black guys in a bedroom. You don't even see it coming.
Wow.
So, and here's an interesting fact. I've had sex with four girls in my life. She had sex with more guys in 15 minutes than I ever have in my entire life. So,
I never thought of it that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
So
that's rough, man.
Dude, she fucking topped them all.
Yeah, she definitely did you in for a good one there.
Yeah.
Such a terrible story.
There's my fucking prom date story. Hope everybody enjoyed it.
I never went to prom. Not that I would have necessarily had the same experience you did. But,
yeah, I'm sure you wouldn't have. That's a... whatever.
Man, that's rough. I don't know what to tell you on that one. It is true, though, that you're never going to live that down at work. Everybody's still talking about it.
Oh, yeah. Every time it's just... It's not as bad as prom night.
Oh.
Every time I got something.
Yeah, you know, when you set the bar that low, other things are better, I suppose.
Yeah.
I ordered curly fries, not regular fries. Well, hey, at least my girl ain't fucking five dudes right now.
At least it's not junior prom.
Yeah, right. There you go.
Oh, damn.
Oh, man. My transmission went out. Oh, well. It's not five dudes tag teaming.
Actually, I think I'd rather have five dudes bang my girl, then have a transmission go out.
That's pricey stuff.
Yeah, that's fucking expensive.
Yeah, that'll get you going.
It's like, hey, you got two options, $2,500 or your wife gets banged by five black dudes. I'd be like, huh, banger. Go to town.
Ugh.
I don't want to pay $2,500. That's basically like horn her out for $2,500.
You remember that movie? Way back in the day in Decent Proposal. Dude offers his wife $1 million.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
For one night.
Yep.
And he toils over this decision, and he decides to do it, and it ruins their lives.
Yeah.
You're willing to do that for $2,500.
Yeah. Hey.
I'm just telling you, this is my entry fee. That's all I need.
Surprise.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so there you go.
Maybe we shouldn't have told the story. You seem so sullen now.
Yeah. All right. Move on. Let's do something else. Let's talk about a car commercial idea. It's, let's set the scene here. Brand new car. Guy driving down the road. Crying.
Ugh.
Flashbacks of, well, here we go. We can add the prom night into this one. Flashbacks of prom night, junior year. He's driving home from the fucking house party. Crying. And just at this moment, he sees a row of trees and he's like, fuck it. Let's end this. And he takes a hard right, plow, bam, right into a fucking tree. And then he gets up, looks around, and he just goes, fuck. And then it says, 5-star safety rating.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
So it does. It's not as funny as it went in my head. Trust
no,
me.
No. I see what you're doing there.
No, you see? You see? Yeah. The attempted suicide. Jesus takes the wheel. That's a silly song, by the way.
Yes, sure,
I can't. Sure. Never once have I just listened to that song on the highway and said, Jesus take the wheel. Because I'd ended up in a fucking ditch. But
what if they built a car, like a car manufacturer built a car that was so safe that they decided to call it like the Jesus wagon.
Jesus 100%
wagon. Guaranteed not to die in this thing. Be pretty
the
amazing.
Jesus wagon.
That'd be fucking hilarious.
Yep.
Oh. Yeah, it reminds me of that the hydrogen car. Remember that commercial?
Yeah.
Where the guy tries to kill himself and he can't.
Yeah.
Everybody was up in arms. Oh my God, he's trying to kill himself.
I thought it was pretty funny.
I thought it was fucking hilarious. And fucking genius.
While we're on the topic of funny songs, I'm sorry, there's golf in the background. We're watching a replay of what happened today or yesterday. For you,
it's today. I recorded earlier.
This is the 11th.
The 11th. Ah.
Yeah. So, yeah, and if I just pause, it's because I'm watching a fucking funny shot.
It's so exhilarating.
Yeah, it's so adrenalating. I made that fucking word up. Adrenalating. Is that a real word?
No.
Yeah, fuck it. We're using it tonight.
Hey, we're man, we're adrenalating it. Over here.
Okay, but anyway, speaking of interesting songs, Brown Eyed Girl, I've realized that is about a chick who likes to take it up the ass. You, my brown eye, and he doesn't actually say the D at the end of eyed. Brown Eye Girl. So, yep. Just keep that in mind next time you hear that lovely song.
Yeah, there's a lot of subversive shit in music. I love it.
Yep.
I do indeed. Love it so much.
Oh, yes. Yeah, my brown eye girl.
What are you trying to say here, man? What's this song about? I like fucking in the ass.
Yeah. So that's
I was thinking to myself, I like fucking in the ass, and then I came up with this little ditty.
Hey, baby. Will you be my brown eyed girl?
I can play brown eyed girl, actually.
Speaking
on the old guitar.
That's great. I can sing it.
There you go. Mike, Mike. Woo!
Brown eyed girl. Do you remember when?
Oh, anyway.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Speaking of, that sounds like a good pickup line. Hey, will you be my brown eyed girl?
Oh, yeah. Speaking of pickup lines,
yep.
We came up with a new little thing we're going to do. It's called the aptly named Weekly Pickup Line.
Yeah?
Our first one, compliments to me.
Yeah, this
I honestly can't remember what the fuck we were doing or watching when I said this.
Yeah, well, hold on. Let me say something real quick.
Okay.
The pickup line of the week is not actually meant to be used.
But if please use it.
If you use this, do not expect above a 5% success ratio.
That's pretty.
Because, and that's being generous, but.
Wow.
Yeah. So, okay, continue with your
pickup line. So, anyway,
I
don't know what the fuck we were doing or watching on TV or something. When I said this, it was hilarious at the time. Take it as you will. But I would like to see somebody say this to a woman in a bar. A dive bar, because that's the only chance you have.
Oh, yeah.
But it goes something like this. Damn, girl, you looking good. Let me shit on them gums.
You'll go.
It makes no sense whatsoever.
Or I can see a black guy say it, like, in a gas station behind. Yo, girl, let me shit on them gums.
Oh, God. I mean, is this your racist night? Is that what's going
on? No, it's just the way I said it is sounding black. No, okay. White person would say it like that. Excuse me, lady, would you like me to shit on your gums?
Yeah, he's, like, pushing up his glasses, and he's like, excuse me, ma'am, I don't normally do this, but I was so taken by your beauty that I had to come over here and say this to you, so please just hear me out. And she's like, okay, what? And he's like, I can't help myself. I would really, really like to shit on your gums.
To shit on your gums.
At which point, she breaks the bottle over his head and maybe even stabs him. I don't know how that goes down.
No, if that pickup line works, run away. Do not. If she says yes to that, then she's not a keeper. The last thing you want is to make out with a chick with shit in her gums. So...
Well, maybe there's a chick out there, right? And you walk up to her, you're like, hey, girl, I want to shit on them gums. And she just looks at you, and she's like, damn, you're nasty, aren't you? You're like,
yeah.
I am, bitch. Now what you going to do about it? And then she takes you in the bathroom and fucks you. I don't know.
Yeah.
I could see it.
Yeah, I could see that. Or maybe if she gets the fact that it's a joke.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
She laughs at it, then you're in, too, I guess.
But then, you know, then you got to have a backup plan, because then you're like, oh, you really thought that was funny.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, oh, yo, girl, let me get up in them guts.
Oh, let me get up in them guts.
I'm giving away good pickup lines. I need to
stop. Excuse me, ma'am. I would like to get up in them guts. And by that, I mean I want my penis deep inside you.
I want you to get in your vagina.
Giggity. It's so funny how comics portray white people.
Yeah.
Hey, hi. Like, really? Get off my desk.
Remember Chappelle's show whenever he was wife swapped with the black dude? and the white guy was like, is it okay if I just stick it through the hole in my boxers?
That's pretty funny.
That's funny.
Oh, man. Oh, I wish that show would come back, but whatever.
You know what's sad? I thought we had a bunch of good shit for a good couple hours. We're only 17 minutes in, and I'm only far past halfway through.
Oh,
fucking...
we're good? Let me take a gander here.
I gotta take a gander. We're already on the FMK.
Let's do
an email for... Let's do Scottie Pippen Orr.
Oh, Scottie Pippen Orr.
This is my segment, because... Me and another guy from work both agree that Scottie Pippen is the most overrated basketball player in history. If you don't know who Scottie Pippen is, good for you. Because most people know him as Michael Jordan's dick sucker.
Michael Jordan's valet.
Yeah, his fucking valet takes him everywhere. His limo driver, his fucking Mexican lawnmower, whatever the hell you want to call him. This is Scottie Pippen. Basically, your mediocre fucking basketball player who has just been riding the cock of Michael Jordan all the way through championship after championship. Basically, his right hand. Not even a man. Just the right hand.
You know what we should make?
Yeah.
Is the Scottie Pippen inaugural coattail shirt. You make a t-shirt with coattails and you put Scottie Pippen's face on him.
Oh, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, he's riding MJ's fucking jack.
All right.
Yeah.
So the segment is called Scottie Pippen Orr, which means
..
Would you rather have Scottie Pippen or whatever I name? Like, today's is going to be Scottie Pippen or my penis. And the correct answer, I believe, Tim, if you disagree, you can jump in. But Scottie Pippen or my penis, I would choose my penis because it's slightly above average.
As your friend, I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, see?
I therefore, and this is the only time, but I'll take your cock over Scottie Pippen.
Yeah, yeah, fuck yeah. So eat that. If you're one of those people at work blowing Pippen, enjoy that segment because it's going to be here every week.
Yeah, I really like it. It's really good now, especially since the basketball playoffs are going on. So you could say something to the effect of the Warriors bench or Scottie Pippen. In that equation, I'm taking the Warriors bench.
Or how about this one? Since the NBA playoffs are going right now, Scottie Pippen or the Bulls bench. And if you don't know about what happened to the Bulls, there's only one player on their bench. They played with six people last night. So I would still choose the Bulls bench.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
And or like Scottie Pippen or a cheese grater on your anus. I would have to go with the cheese grater.
It'd be hard to get that in there, too.
Oh, I'm not going inside. I'm just talking about like one of those thin cheese graters.
Oh, the
like
thin
a
ones.
Nail file type cheese grater on your anus.
Just a metal file to the asshole.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. My God. That would
so,
be painful.
I'd have to go with the cheese grater.
Yeah, probably.
Just because you know what the cheese grater is going to do. It performs as advertised as opposed to Scottie Pippen, which does
not. I agree completely. I was never a huge basketball fan, but when I did watch, I would always make it a point if I saw the Bulls were playing to watch the Bulls. And quite frankly, you know who never really stood out to me? Pippen.
Yeah.
If people weren't telling me about Pippen, I wouldn't even have noticed him.
Dude, the Chicago Jordans were by far the best team.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. But, they were good.
Okay. So that's enough of Scottie Pippen. By the way, Scottie Pippen, if you ever listen to this, I like how we talk to fucking celebrities like they're going to fucking listen.
I know, right? Like they're ever going to hear this.
Yeah. So Scottie Pippen.
There's literally millions upon millions of hours of content generated by dumb shits.
Yep.
Just like us.
Yeah.
And not so dumb shits all over the world. Mm-hmm. It's kind of weird if you think about it.
Yep.
Like, I mean, fuck. You just think about how many YouTube videos there are. It's ridiculous.
Fucking
hundreds and hundreds more every
day. I'd have to go with billions.
Are you doing Sling Blade right now?
I don't know. It sounds kind of like that guy from South Park. What a name.
Okay.
The guy that uses
I thought you were doing
machine.
Sling Blade.
No, I don't know.
I do Sling Blade. Not very good.
I don't do Sling Blade.
Give me them taters.
Give me them taters.
I want some taters.
That sounds like another pickup line of the week.
Some people call it a Sling Blade. I'm going to get you, Dwight Yoakam.
Give me them taters.
Give me some taters, Dwight Yoakam, or you're getting the Sling Blade.
That sounds nothing like him.
Oh, did you watch The Office this week?
The one where he was in line at the dance or the singing competition?
Yes.
Yes, I saw that.
And, yeah, that was,
it's good. Like, it's gotten good again.
Second to last one, it got good because Dwight and Jim are finally fucking.
Well, the one before it was funny, too.
Yep. They've been doing
just in
really
time
well.
For the end of the show.
Yeah, they finally they fucking
like
go back to the roots.
Two seasons of me being like, well, why am I watching this pile
of
shit?
Oh, yeah. It was tough to fight through it since Michael Scott left and Robert California, although interesting. Boring as shit. I did not like that character at all.
The only funny thing that whole time was when they're in Florida and Jim makes it look like his room's been ransacked.
Oh, yeah.
And Dwight flips out. That shit was funny.
Yeah.
Little glimmer of hope there. Well,
yep.
What are you going to do?
Okay, so yeah, next week is the final episode of The Office.
Fuck.
Tim hurt his wee webs. Hey, guys.
What the fuck voice was that?
I don't know, but I was kind of making fun of you, but at the same time, I got no room because
Mr. Answer, fucking bicep curl over here.
Bicep curl.
Let me tell you a little story. Let me tell you a little fucking story. Me and Calvin go to the fucking Y. I sign up, whatever, because I'm sick of the douchebags at my gym. And they have a rock climbing wall and a steam room. I'm like, that's pretty cool.
Sold.
So
$1,000
he decides to come work out. And I'm just fiddling in there, checking out the weight room, whatever. Calvin starts fucking working on his pythons.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He does,
these bad
what,
boys.
What were these, 12 or 14 curls?
I don't know. I did.
He did a handful of curls.
I know I did 10 at a time with a 40 and a 50. How about 20?
Yeah, okay, so 20.
20 curls. Eat it.
I'll tell you what. Every day, this motherfucker's arms don't work. It's like he's got locked jaw of the fucking bicep.
I don't know what it was.
It's because you haven't worked out in forever.
It's because I got no damn muscles, and it's just working out the fucking the ligaments in there, and they're like the ligaments are just like.
No. I had the same problem because of my medical issue in my huevo area.
Oh yeah,
I had this problem where if I strain too much, one of my balls will start hurting. And I've been to the urologist, and there's really no thing there. I think I've been thinking about it. About 5 years ago, a dude accidentally hit me in the nuts really hard with like a really hard ball. We were fucking around in the office, and he just swatted it, and I went down. And ever since then, I've had a problem with my ball, and I'm pretty sure that's the problem. Anyway, so I didn't work out for a long time. And when I got back into weightlifting, I acted like I'd never not been in the gym. And I'm in our bathtub. We have one of these giant fucking oval bathtubs that even my big ass can fit in. And me and the wife were supposed to go to the Outback Steakhouse, because I like their food sometimes, and go see a movie. And I'm sitting like this. I can't undo my arms. And I'm in such fucking pain that I proceed to handle things like I handle most things and start draining some fucking alcohol at Outback so I can fucking not, so I can function. And I was in such pain, I'm like, well, I'm not going to make the wife miss the movie. So we went to the gas station. I got a pint of Jack and put that in my fucking Coke I got at the theater. I got to tell you what, I felt pretty good after that. The next day, not so much.
Yeah. I tried to sleep with my arms extended, and I wake up, they're both over my head fucking curled up, and I knew like the moment that I moved them, I was going to fucking be in pain for the rest of the day, and sure enough, fucking God, that sucked. All right, enough about my fucking massive curls that I was doing. So, what else we do there? Oh, there's some hot chick keeping score at a shitty basketball game.
Yeah.
Pretty good why. There's a chick that wasn't attractive when we walked in at the front, but by the time she was finished talking, she became hot because she was like, she was an athlete, and that's automatic 2 points of hotness, I think.
Yeah, I think it helps.
2 points.
Unless you're one of these dykey fucking soccer players or
something. Yeah, so if you are, all right, here's the deal. You could be a six, right? If you are from a trailer park, that's 1 point. And if you can play sports, that's 2 points. You're automatically bumped up to a nine in my scale.
Yeah. Like, so if you're a six from the trailer park and you just happen to be on the community college soccer team,
yes,
you are fucking gold.
And I see you jack like a fucking softball over people's heads.
Oh, yeah.
I actually played softball with a chick like that in Jeff City. It was interesting. I was just like, ugh. Okay. Whoa, did you see that? Boom.
I did. Drano.
And she's drained fucking natty lights and shit. It was awesome.
Ugh. Natty lights, huh? Yeah. The fatty natty?
Yeah, natty lights and fucking ripping it over the left fielder's head. I was like, oh, nine.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely agree. Oh, by the way, we've played 2 softball games.
Oh, yeah.
And we've lost 2 softball games.
Yeah.
It's been pretty stellar stuff.
They won the one without us. And then we show up, and I sucked up the first game, and then the second game I did all right, I guess. But
yeah, the last game wasn't our fault at all.
Uh-uh.
I made every play, but I did pop out. I bat one fucking time. Dropped my shoulder. Rookie mistake. Not a rookie, but I haven't swung the bat more than 3 times this year.
Yep.
But I was pretty good in the field. Yep. Caught some shit.
Caught some
syphilis. Threw out some fucking bowling ball of a chick from center field.
Oh,
that was
pretty
nice. At first base.
Yeah, that was good. I got caught in a rundown. I couldn't fucking breathe. And so I had to play first base in that one inning. Felt like a star.
Yeah, fucking champion, man.
Yep.
Champion of the fucking world.
Yep. All right, so enough about softball. Let's talk about something else. What else we got? I'm going to handle this with my toes.
That's what she told me.
Fucking email. Hey, dude, we got an email. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
I'll check it for you.
Holy fuck.
Yep.
Cocksucker.
Yep.
Hey, Trailer Park Boys.
Yeah.
I don't know how many fucking times I can recommend this show. You've got to watch it. They're making a new movie right now. It'll be number 3 in their epic fucking adventures. And I highly recommend you watch them.
Oh, and also, you... What the fuck was I going to say? Oh, yeah. whitetrashcast@gmail.com is our email. If you have any emails that you want to send, send it to whitetrashcast@gmail.com. And we check Twitter daily. That's a fucking lie, but I'm going to say it is. So you can...
At White Trash Cast.
Put some twats out there.
Yeah, twat us, man. We love getting twatted.
Yeah, that... Nah, fuck it. We'll
need
talk
some
about
steamy
it.
Twat podcast. In my life.
Okay. So, an email we got this week.
Holy fuck.
You're just going to wing this one. You haven't even heard it.
I haven't heard it. Let's go.
Here's something for your podcast. Colon.
Colon.
It's not a picture of a man's colon. It's just a punctuation.
Okay. I'm familiar.
What weird sexual acts would you do? This gets dirty.
You're fucking blushing. It must be bad, huh?
Yeah. Eat your own cum.
Ugh.
Eat another guy's cum.
Wait. These are like, you got to pick one. Is that what you're saying?
No. And this is just examples here.
Oh, okay.
Example. Eat your own cum, eat another guy's cum. Listen to this autocorrect that happened. Get tucked in the ads.
I do like to tuck my ads. You never can be too careful. You know
this
what I mean?
This is obviously change a T to an F and the first D to an S. So get fucked in the ass, etc. Get tucked in the ads. And for how much? We're talking, what's the weird sexual acts would you do? And for how much? Thousands, millions, billions, trillion. I'm telling you right now. If somebody offered me $1 trillion to do anything in the world, I would do it.
Yeah, short of me dying or getting a disease that's going to kill me, $1 trillion. For $1 trillion, you could literally broadcast it at the halftime show of Super Bowl.
Yep.
Like, I don't care.
Yep.
That's $1 trillion.
One more thing. When they say, here's $1 trillion if you do this. However, there is... this percent of chance of dying, what is the percent you're willing to go up to before you said no?
I'm going to go with 0.
Oh, come on.
No. Listen, I got kids.
Yeah.
I want to see them grow up. I have a wife. Okay. I couldn't take any chance like that. Comma. Or semicolon, however, comma. I love when people fucking do that. It irritates me.
Semicolon.
If I was single,
yeah,
and it's $1 trillion,
let's go with 95%. If I'm single, I'd fucking risk my life.
I wouldn't go that high. I don't want to die.
It all depends on how you die, I think.
Nah, still pretty shitty either way.
Yeah, I know, but if you just go splat and it's over, if you. Yeah.
But you still have to consciously accept that, and that would be fucking... That's got to be, like, the worst psychological... one of the worst psychological experiences a person can go through, short of, like, fucking, you know, I don't know, losing a kid, that kind of stuff, like, burning to death. Your fucking mind works for part of that time. That's got to be just awful.
I'm telling you now, though, but it's over after that, so it's okay. If you married, somebody offered me $1 trillion to do something, my percentage would be 75% death rate. If there's a 25% chance of survival, I'd do it.
So wait, is this just become like $4 trillion? What percentage would you take to die?
Yeah,
there's
this
no
is
like
the main question
having to
right
blow
now.
A fucking silverback ape over this or anything.
Well, there's a percent chance you'd probably die doing that because one blow to the noggin.
Yeah. Death by ape cum? Is that
no,
what you're telling me?
No, not a penis blow. I'm talking about he's getting too excited.
Dude, I'm telling you,
the top of
I
your
think
head
we just came up with a great idea for a short film.
Okay.
Death by Ape Cum.
Death by Ape
It'll be
cum.
Fucking renowned the world over, I'm telling you. I don't know. Shit. Here's the thing. I really love life, even though I'm depressed half the time. But I don't know. $1 trillion? Because here's the thing. You're going to get $1 trillion. What are you going to do with that? Right?
Whatever you want.
Two chicks at the same time, right?
Two chicks.
But like, you're going to be able to do whatever you want, right? And that's cool, I guess. But nobody, it's all about the money. Nobody's actually going to care about you.
Yeah.
Not that you necessarily give a shit. I kind of give a shit about that. I just don't want to fucking die in a gutter somewhere where people are just like, ah, fuck that piece of shit. Who cares? You know?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. If I was single, it'd probably be at least 20%, I guess. I guess 20%. 1 in 5 shot I'm not making out of here.
Okay.
So I'm like Shaq's free throw stats.
Oh!
Yahtzee!
Kapow! Okay. But, yeah, so there's our percentage on $1 trillion. It would definitely go down if I got a billion. It'd go down to probably 20%.
See, I think, quite honestly, a billion and a trillion, same thing to me. I mean, $1 billion. Did you ever see Brewster's Millions? You know how hard it would be to actually go through $1 billion? You're getting $1 billion to... No. Like, you would literally have to be buying a city block.
I'd be buying islands. Actually, all I'd need is one island.
Yeah, like what are you buying multiple?
Yeah.
You're going to fucking play that. Remember that game Tank Wars? You're going to buy two islands, and it's me and you with artillery.
Fucking
just
shooting Patriot missiles.
Yeah. That'd actually be badass. Yeah. Oh, that would be badass. But no, like, $1 billion, you got to think about how much money that is. That's so much money.
That's like 1,000 millions.
Well, think about that. Like, if you think about if someone gave you, if you got $1 million.
Yeah.
Like, if I got $1 million, everything I had would be paid off, and I'm smart enough that I would put enough of the rest away, which would be well over half.
Yep.
Most of that would go into, like, stack CDs, different investments, and I could basically live off that.
Yep.
Okay? Easily. I might have to get a fucking job at the grocery store or something, or be a bartender, but I could live the rest of my life on that if I'm smart with it.
Yep.
Now, multiply that amount by 1,000 times. Like, holy fuck, dude. You're talking, I mean, that's fuck you money. That's like I'm hanging out with Spielberg on a boat off the coast of France with models blowing me kind of money. So, yeah. I don't know, man.
I wouldn't choose Spielberg.
I'm willing to bet if you had a bona fide $1 billion and everybody fucking knew it, you were just a billionaire. And you're young, you know, at that point, you know, you work out an hour a day and then the rest of the time you just have a great time. I'm willing to bet you could fuck 99.9% of anything you wanted to.
Oh, yeah, dude. I agree 100%.
Yeah.
Like,
it'd be like when we do like the who would you rather fuck, Olivia Wilde or Olivia Munn? It's like, I've got $1 billion. I'm going to fuck Olivia Wilde and Olivia Munn. It's going to happen.
At the same time.
Yes, at the same time. It'd be amazing. I don't know. That's just such a large amount of money.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking crazy, man.
Yep.
Hey, Johnny, smoke up, Johnny.
So, yeah, we've already established that we would do anything for trillions or billion, or 1 trillion or 1 billion. $1 million is when you start going, I don't know if I'd blow that silverback, you know?
Yeah, see, $1 million, like, that's all well and good. I just mentioned what you could do with that, but it's not enough to take away the pain from everybody you know knowing what you did.
Yep.
$1 billion, I'm convinced, can do that. You know? Yep. Sorry, kids. You know? Do you like your house in fucking Tahiti? And your fucking 8 years of college because you're partying too much and your fucking free whatever car you want?
Yeah.
That can make it up for it. And I think, quite frankly, most people, when it got down to business, there's a lot of people who are like, oh, I wouldn't do that for money. Money's not that important to me. Like, money's not important to me. But what is important to me is the fact that I hate dealing with money. Like, right now, I have.
Look at this guy. Hey, hold on. Quick, do a quick review. While he rewinds it, I'm going to tell you what just happened. A golfer. Doesn't matter who. Holy shit, way too far back. Oh, well, wait, maybe not. Okay, so he hits a drive, and it hits a cart path. and there's a fucking, what do you call the guys on the sides?
An official?
Yeah, the official is right next to the golf ball, like following it down the cart path. And as soon as it stops, he puts one hand over his head. Oh, there he is. Oh, he's like, holy shit. He discovers it. He's like, stay back. And he points right at the ball like it can't be seen. It's like, there it is. And he's got this goofy fucking hat on.
Why is there another ball over there?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm very confused.
That's right. What I was wondering, too. I was like, what the fuck is
a ball? They must have both hit their balls over there.
No way.
No fucking way. Tiger looks upset. I don't know what's happening right now. He's talking to that old white guy with the fucking massive stash.
Yeah. All right. So, anyway, what the fuck were we talking about? $1 billion? What's the worst thing? Oh, million.
I mean, at the end of the day, like, for $1 million, unless somebody's already wealthy, I'm willing to argue that the overwhelming majority of people, when it came down to brass tacks, they would do, and I'm not talking like you got to kill your fucking family members or watch somebody. Nobody dies. Nobody. It's just like something, you know, you blow a dude or.
I think I'd just about do any sexual act out there.
Right.
For $1 million,
I think the overwhelming majority of people would do it. And people talk about this kind of stuff all the time. You get bored. You're with your friends. You're in the office. They're like, oh, I wouldn't do this. Oh, you wouldn't do that. No, you fucking would. And you know it.
You're saying
you're not going to do it because maybe you're a homophobe, or maybe you think people are going to think you're a Peter Puffer. I don't know, okay? I have a very attractive wife, and I sure enjoy doing things with her, and that is the only person I do things with because she's my wife, and I'm into girls. But for $1 million, it's like, all right, does that dick have any, like, herpes or any kind of thing on it? I'm not going to get AIDS, nothing like that. Okay, $1 million, tax-free right here, cash for 10 minutes of work, maybe?
Wham, I mean, bam, thank you, sir.
Yeah, yeah. There's no fucking way people aren't doing that. It's a no-brainer.
So,
I just think it's amusing that people are like, oh, fuck that, man. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Okay, when you lose your job and you have to get a job fucking picking up the garbage or doing whatever you do, 10 minutes of work. 10 minutes of work.
Speaking of Peter Puffer, the major four sports in America, the very first man who is still in has just come out of the closet. Jason Collins.
Pun intended, that was a mouthful. Wow. The way you said that, I was like, what the fuck is he talking about?
A major four sports. Gay guy finally came
out. Yeah, I know.
That's what, in case you're confused.
I'm not confused.
Jason Collins, congratulations. Fucking kudos to you. Finally fucking doing it. Dude, I mean, it was like, what the fuck, dude? I mean, it'd be kind of weird the first couple times you're in the locker room with him after that, but you get used to it, you know? He hasn't been fucking tranquilizing you and raping you the 50,000 other times you were in the locker room with him. What makes it any fucking different now?
Yeah, exactly. You know? And I guess pro basketball players are a bad example of chicks just wanting to fuck you.
Yeah.
But, like, you always hear this, like, anti-homo shit where, like, well, I don't want him checking me out. Like, how many chicks have hit on you?
Yep.
So this guy likes cock, and all of a sudden he's going to hit on you?
Yeah.
No, you're a mongoloid, and there's a reason women don't hit on you.
Yep.
So why is this guy going to fucking... It's ridiculous.
Yep. If he's checking you out, he was already checking you out before you fucking knew it, so shut your damn mouth and just take it up the ass.
Oh,
I'm just fucking kidding.
I was just kidding.
What team did he play for?
Whoa! I know what team he played for.
Oh, that's funny.
He played for like five teams. He played for Seattle.
Who's he played for now?
I think he played for the Timberwolves.
Oh, he's a free agent this year.
Yeah, he's a free agent.
Yeah,
I just watched the whole thing on him. They don't know if...
You know, whoever picks him up is going to get 100% support of every gay guy in the history, like every NBA gay fan.
Right, well, I was watching this one analyst. He writes for some sports thing, and he was saying that... In all honesty, like, the likelihood is he's going to have to be picked up by, like, New York, Miami, those types of teams.
Yep.
Because Oklahoma City Thunder.
Fuck it. No, probably not
going to work out as far as not dealing with a giant anti-homophobic thing.
Yep. Are there any fucking southern states that besides Florida?
New Orleans.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to go to... What about New Orleans?
San Antonio?
You wouldn't want to go to San Antonio.
Houston?
Oh, goodness gracious.
H-Town?
Who no bueno. That? Yeah, you'd have to go play for Golden State or something like that.
Yeah, Golden State.
Like Golden Shower Warriors or something like that.
Lord. Oh, Lord. But yeah, so the guy was talking about how. But his numbers aren't that bad. He's a really good defender, so I don't know.
Yeah. So there you go. Kudos to Mr. Collins. Mr. Collins for going out.
Dr. Jones.
You say hello.
Oh, God. Why are you such a racist? I didn't realize how racist you were until we started doing this.
I'm not racist.
Just, hello. How are you?
Hello, welcome to podcast.
Jesus Christ.
We do FMK now.
Oh, yes, it's time for the FMKs.
Yes, it's time for FMK. I love me some fuck, marry, kill. We can actually do that now. Back, we had politicians recently. You had to fuck, marry, ignore, because if you killed a politician, then we're going to get chased after.
It just seemed like a bad thing to do.
The government.
Not that anybody's listening. So.
Yep. Okay. I don't know. We're
like that fat kid with the acne in high school who's just jerking off in his basement recording things.
Yeah.
Yep. Only way cooler.
And then maybe one day somebody will discover it like fucking Star Wars kid. Fuck it.
Oh,
steal
God.
It whatever. Okay, so this week's fuck, marry, kill. Dude, I gotta pee.
That's okay. We're almost there. We'll just do the FMK and then just don't piss on my couch. It'll
all right.
Be good.
FMK is... Oh, good. We got good timing. All right. Oh, God. All right. FMK... Fuck, marry, kill.
I can handle this.
Marge Simpson, Peggy Hill. Peggy Hill. That's fucking, what's his name? Connie Chung or whatever, the one that lives next to him.
That doesn't necessarily mean it's okay for you to say it.
Yeah, it does. They're Laotian.
Still.
Okay.
Go on.
Peggy Hill and Lois Griffin. Family Guy, Simpsons, King of the Hill wives, basically, is what we're going for here. You know, I didn't even think of this, but I'm sure I could do this. Yeah. Yep, got it. Okay.
You got it already. I was still thinking about it. Yep. Go. By all means, go.
Okay. Talk now, explanation later. Fuck.
Thought you had it. What the
fuck? I know who I'm marrying. Hold on. Give me a minute.
Okay.
Fuck Marge. I don't know. I don't know.
Hey, maybe if you fuck Marge, you can get her two sisters involved.
Ooh.
Hey, you want me to suck your dick? Yeah.
I think I was. I see trees of green. Oh, shit. Yeah, let's change that to Peggy.
Oh, Peggy was the one on the fence. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I would bang Peggy. I would marry Lois, and I would kill Marge. Here, I would fuck Peggy because she's kind of got that substitute teacher thing going.
She fucking knew it.
She's a Spanish teacher, substitute Spanish. And but if you've ever seen King of the Hill, she botches the shit out of Spanish, but she acts like she knows this. It's pretty humorous. And I would bang her. I'd ask her to put on her glasses and maybe role play, like speak dirty to me in Spanish, and she'd probably botch the shit out of it. But it doesn't matter, you know. Fuck it, you know, literally. And then I'd marry Lois, cause dude, if she was a real chick, she would be smoking hot.
Oh, yeah, dude. For a cartoon mom, she's got a banging body.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. How the fuck did fat-ass
Peter Griffin
get hooked up with that thing? Oh, my goodness. Lucky bastard.
Yeah,
she's sensible. She's fucking... She's got everything, man. She's got a nice rack. Brian. Poor Brian, the dog, is always trying to hit on her occasionally. Not always. Always trying to hit on her occasionally.
60% of the time, it works every time. Yeah.
So, yeah, she's the hottest one by far, and she's not that annoying. And then Marge, on the other hand, unattractive. She's yellow. That's not racist. Why am I? She yellow. She yellow.
Oh God,
Marge. Okay, big blue hair. She's got a fucking beehive. Ugh. It's just it's not attractive at all. Her voice is annoying. Oh, how me? Yeah. So I would not. No, I wouldn't bang Marge. I don't know. I would for a million. There you go. But yeah. So my fuck, marry, kill. There it is. What do
that
you got?
Was fucking painful.
Yeah. oh yeah.
All right. I'm gonna kill Marge because she's just a disgusting thing, and the hair and everything else.
Yep.
I too am gonna bang Peggy.
Yeah.
But here's my logic.
Okay.
I think she's gonna let the freak flag fly. She's been married to Hank for years,
dude.
Who is super conservative. So, at the end of the day, she's only had one kid, and her husband never fucks her. I'm willing to bet, as hairy as that bush is going to be, that she's got some tight shit going on. And so she's going to be the best one for that.
Jesus.
Then, I'm just trying to be logical here. And for all the same reasons with Lois that you said, for cartoon mom, she's banging.
Yep.
So she's not a fucking idiot. So you're gonna go with that, and then obviously you kill Marge. It's pretty easy, actually. Yeah. So
now I think Peggy has got no wild side. That's another thing. Lois probably has a wild, like crazy, kinky side.
Yeah. Well, I think Peggy, like maybe Peggy was crazy after high school.
Yeah.
And then she met Hank and like calmed her shit down.
Yeah. But I don't think I could get it out of her.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah?
I could not the Wait. Wild side. I could hit a spot, but I wouldn't. I don't think I'd be. I wouldn't put enough effort into it to, you know.
Fair enough. But, fair enough.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying.
But Lois, on the other hand,
I think Lois would fucking yeah. I think she's balls deep,
and you could choke her on a nightly basis.
Oh, that would be so awesome. Every night.
Oh yeah.
Choke it, choke it, choke, choke.
Mr. Chokerton. Chokey Chokerson.
Yeah, that's me. Hey, everybody.
What the fuck happened?
Want to get high?
It's fucking...
I only recorded an hour after in case something
Jesus.
Happened. God damn it.
Oh, and the weather hold that fucked it up. Okay, yeah.
These motherfuckers.
Okay, so there's our FMK for tonight.
I got live from the fucking players on. Look at these fucking dildos.
Yep.
Well, you know, I played golf and blah, 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 blah. I think Tigers go to short. I didn't see how it ended, so fuck, maybe I'm a liar.
So, yep, there's our weekly podcast, but we're going to continue and talk after I go pee. So, we're just going to put it all into one. So, have a good week.
Yep, this is it.
Suck
Dunskies.
Suck out my caca.